Today is a judgment day of sorts in Boston, with the city's much-talked-about new bike-share program, Hubway, now officially up and running. It's a soft launch today, with just a few of the rental stations opening, but soon, the city says 600 bicycles will be available at some 60 stations around the city. In recent days, there's been a lot of discussion as to whether Boston, a city with a reputation as more driver-centric than cycle-friendly, is ready for the introduction of hundreds of new riders onto its streets. Brian McGrory, columnist for the Boston Globe, who wrote about it, calls cyclists the scourge of the city.
Riding around downtown Boston or the Kenmore Square area, the BU area, typically going as fast as cars are out there, except for they adhere to, from what I can tell, virtually no rules or laws of traffic whatsoever.
But from the perspective of cyclists, the danger is at least as bad from drivers who refuse to share the road. David Watson of the group Mass Bike says the combination will almost certainly lead to some trouble as the bike sharing program gets rolling.
There will undoubtedly be some accidents, but each one will reinforce the message that people need to be more careful, and that will, I hope, very rapidly decrease over time.
For a closer look at how the bike sharing program might pan out in Boston, we called Parker Musselman. He runs Urban Adventures, a bike rental and tour company in downtown Boston. We asked if, for tourists, Boston has earned a reputation as a scary place to bike.
According to Bicycling Magazine, yes, but we've been, dispelling that myth for 7 years. So we do both guided bike tours and just bike rentals, probably in equal numbers. The people that ride in the bike tours tell us that it wasn't scary at all, that, if they didn't know already, that they wouldn't have thought that Boston is a very scary cycling city. But, people that take out rental bikes, they're probably going to be the best kind of litmus test as to what the Hubway would be like as they're, taking it on their own. And I think that people kind of naturally navigate themselves to areas they feel comfortable. So if a rider isn't completely comfortable with riding on, city streets like a Boylston Street or something, there are a lot of different ways that they can go to circumnavigate the more scary sections of town. I think Boston does have enough of those for a bunch of new riders out on the streets.
But aren't there real safety concerns? Haven't you had accidents on your tours because of either road problems or bad drivers?
I mean, we've had incidences. We've never had a major accident. We've never had any car-on-bike collisions. We've had angry drivers, that hang out their window and, yell certain things. But we smile and wave back and try to do everything we can to encourage a good relationship between drivers and bikes.
Do you think this program is going to have a big impact on the culture of biking in the city?
I hope so. Everyone, looks at it a little bit different way. We rent bikes, but we think this is a fantastic opportunity for Boston.
So you don't see them as competition?
You have to in a little way, but I think that, the bigger the pie, the better for the industry. So it's a different service. We do long-term rentals with locks and helmets and all that sort of thing. Hubway is going to be for, a quick sprint from, let's say Copley down to the North End. So it's more quick transportation, 20 minutes, 30 minutes and under. We're really catering to people that want it for, 24, 48 hours or even a week.
And what about the biking community, those folks who are dedicated, committed, maybe out on their bikes every day pedaling across the city? Is this being embraced by them or is there some reluctance?
I can't say for sure, but I think that in general, more bikes is better. And for the people that commute every day, I think they're going to get the benefits of, a change in drivers' mentality towards bikes, being it forced or not. The driving in Boston is going to change with more bikes on the street. So, it's going to be a sea change in the next 5 years, I would say. And I think it's going to be for the better as a whole for drivers and cyclists alike.
In your view, is the city of Boston, doing a good job of trying to change the biking culture and the driving culture?
Sure. I mean, they're both completely interrelated. I think they are doing a great job. I've lived in Boston for 6 years, and since I've been here, the amount of cyclists has grown exponentially. I've seen leaps and bounds of progress in a good way for cycling in Boston, and it's not just bike lanes, it's not just physical infrastructure. I think it's, you know, the mentality, and I think that Boston is doing a great job of supporting cycling, and it's great to see the mayor's office in Boston supporting this progress.
Parker Musselman is a manager at Urban Adventures, a bike rental and tour company in downtown Boston. He spoke to us about Hubway, the city's new bike share program, which opens to the public today.